Celebrity Apalooza here right now, and let's get right into it.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, they don't come much more legendary than this gentleman who joins us this morning. We have high expectations for how fun this is going to be. Okay.
Hey,
no pressure.
No pressure.
One, you already brought us some breakfast from Pure and Simple. So that's, you're starting to do things well here. Yeah. Starting off right. Joel Ives is with us this morning, sir. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good morning to everybody.
Now, of course, entrepreneur, local legend, you had a stint as a DJ at one point in
yes,
time,
I did.
Way back in the day. We'll unpack that in a few minutes. But you know, first question, why is radio your favorite form of advertising?
Why is radio? Well, it reaches everyone. It reaches the common man, and it really wraps their arms around them and gives them a big hug.
Oh my goodness.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I've known you for years now. I've been watching you on social media. You're just a real ham, which is fantastic. And I want people to know this. You start your day with a couple of guys doing the whole workout thing to get into your day.
Of course, and people not watching or not seeing me, of course, I'm a very well-built middle-aged man. I work out usually three times a week with Jason Mosier at Naturally Fit and Scott Dingwell, who is a hog farmer. So, I mean, we kind of call it like, you know, a butcher, baker, and a candlestick maker in there. But I'm missing that today. So this is kind of nice. This is like really a big cheat day, which is really good for me. So,
I love it. Yeah. I love it. We'll get you in the three in a ring with Cowboy Mike Hughes, the Natural Disasters.
That would do it. Yeah.
That'd be a wicked name. Yeah. All right. Well, welcome. Big props to you on all of your success. I mean, you... First and foremost, in the real estate world, what has that been like over the last 10 years? Bit of a roller coaster, I would assume.
Yeah, it's always constantly changing. I've been doing it now. I got licensed in 91 when I just turned 21. I've worked with my dad.
Right.
He's been a real estate agent since 67. He's 81 and he's still in the office 3-4 times a week.
Love it.
Wow. Yeah, I keep saying, Dad, you should retire so I can think about it, because if I retire before him, it's not going to look good. But the last 10 years, there's been a lot of changes in PEI. There's been a lot of changes in the real estate market. And people will come up to me and talk to me and they'll say, oh, you know, young people can't buy houses. They can't do this. And I said, well, you know, everyone's got to stop listening to people who tell you you can't and find the people who tell you you can. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's possible. Everything is. We've seen lots of changes. Like anything, any industry, you just got to roll with the punches, get ready to pivot and get ready to adapt, and away you go.
And you have a strong team there that's supporting team. You guys all the time.
Yeah, no, it's like anything, right? You have to have a really good team around you. My support team is huge. Salespeople at the best are very, I don't want to say, you know, they're very energetic, you know, type A, and that's what makes them really good. And I've got a support team that helps them out, Graham, Ashley, and Ree. They wanted a shout out, so there you go. They're really the straw that stirs the drink. And I'm very scatterbrained at times too, so they kind of keep me grounded and they take it from there. But the industry, a lot of people look at it from, when you look at it from the outside, it looks like a fun little hobby, but deep down, it's a full-blown business. Right. People have to watch what they're doing. They have expenses. It's big legal contracts. They got to be really smart about it and different things. So, you know, a lot of people see it on TV and think, we just go show three houses, have a glass of wine, and have an inspector say there's mold and get 10 grand off and everybody's happy. I mean, you know, there's a lot more to it than that.
Right.
I've been really blessed having some really great people around me and I'm very thankful for that too. And thankful for the community that keeps choosing us, right? And that's what everything's about. And it's true. If you support the community will support you back. So it's been good. It's been a great ride, and we're just still getting started.
And Joel, I have to ask this, because I know that you were just being funny when you said that there's more to it than just showing three houses and having a glass of wine, but you're with people as they're making, for many, the biggest decision in their lives, yes, yep, you know, with their finances, with their houses, and there's lots of emotions involved and, you know, offers on houses they don't get. Like, so you, like, your days must include a lot of that on the regular.
Well, it is. I mean, I personally don't sell anymore. I just kind of oversee and help out, but, you know, I deal with the expectations and the staff, yes, and, you know, for years it used to be people calling up mad that their house wouldn't sell. And then a few years ago, when it was a little bit different and we got into it and people heard about, you know, multiple offers and going over list price and everything, I was having people call me up going, I have money and I can't spend it. I can't buy a house. And I'm like, well, you know, don't worry. There's going to be other houses. And there always is, you know, and you know, people will find it. But it is. It's a very stressful time. And, you know, and then people sometimes they'll bring their mom and dad in to help them out. And I mean, that's good and that's bad because mom and dad want to go back in time going, well, you know, we bought our house for $38,000. And I'm right, like, well, yeah, but what did you make a year then? And they're like, well, I made $3,000. Well, okay. You know, we all see it. As we get older, we always want to pine to the old days of what things cost and whatever. But it's all somewhat relative. But yeah, it's a really interesting career that, you know, one day you in the morning you could be looking at Shorefront out in Savage Harbor, then you could be looking at a bungalow in Sherwood, and then a 4-unit in Charlottetown that evening. You know, so you're looking at so many different things. It's always changing and it's exciting. You meet good people, you see people at their best, I guess, and you see them at their worst sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's with anything, and you just try to keep it calm and just roll with it.
I have to ask this too, because I remember you from when I was young. My sister knew you.
She was my treasurer of Charlottetown Rural student council.
Right. Whoa, class of
1987.
It's a pretty big deal.
That's on my LinkedIn profile.
Excellent. I too served on the Charlottetown Rural Student Council. I wanted to say, like, I feel like you've always been the same you. Like, you have always had this kind of entrepreneurial, forward movement sort of attitude.
Yeah, I guess I've always tried to move forward and work on different things. I've had a varied career over my time.
Yes.
You know, I started out one time at 15, I was a busboy at Pat's Rose and Grey Room, which is now John Brown's. And it's funny because my kids have worked at John Brown's too. So, I mean, I get the lay of the land from them on what the building's like. But I did everything in there. I cleaned, I bussed, I was a maitre d' at one point. And then a cook got thrown in jail one night, so I started cooking. You know, then I worked at Myron's. I got picked to work at a Chem Free when they started. Then same thing, a guy had to leave to go to Montreal to pick up a car, and I became a DJ.
Amazing.
And then I was head DJ before I was even allowed to drink. I had to get special permission, you know, to DJ at the clubs in the late
80s. Such a magical story, Joel.
Oh, yes, it is. It's like Lifetime, right?
Yeah, I love it.
I know, but it's showing that there's like opportunity, like, you know, well, just kind of like.
And it does, right? And then the owner of that, he was a partner in Fiddles and Vittles in Cavendish. So
right.
I worked out there. My job was to call bingo during the restaurant dining hours and teach tourists how to play the spoons three times a night. So, you know, I've always found these different things. And
sweet.
Your skill set is just so expansive.
Well, I used to have business cards when I was a manager at Fiddles and Vittles, and it had a BSP. I called it a Bachelor of Spoon Playing. And I used to sell diplomas for a dollar to people. So it was kind of good fun. But I've always tried to find that. I mean, you know, it was a little different, right? I mean, I don't have a degree. I never did finish university at UPEI. And I've always said to people, I came out with a PHB. And they go, a PHB? I said, yeah, Papa Head Business. So, you know, my dad started his business. And it was something that I always kind of wanted to do. Good. And then, you know, actually wasn't going to do because he had told me one time that, you know, people coming out of university were too young to do it. And I didn't know what to do. And actually, my high school yearbook actually says I was supposed to go to Carleton University to get a degree in journalism. So here I am almost 40 years later in media. Well,
For $1, Joel, I'll do you up a diploma here real quick if you'd like. We'll have more with Joel Ives or Interesting Islander coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please listen responsibly. 38 years of smiles. That's a lot of good cheer.
A gift for everyone on your list.
Give the gift of great taste this Christmas with an RIHG gift card.
About 10 to 15 millimeters of rain expected today. Some fog and wind from the north gusting to 60. It will become lighter near noon. Today's high is 10. More rain on the way tonight. Windy as well in the low of 7. And again, more rain on Saturday with a high of 9. It's 3 degrees in Summerside, 5 in Montague, and 4 in Charlottetown. We also have a late bus, don't we?
Yeah, bus 121, Jason McKinnon serving Glen Stewart Primary, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural, running 1 hour late.
7:52, eyes peeled for those buses out there. Kind of a dark, old, wet morning. Flashing lights coming on periodically. All right, let's get everybody safe and sound and back and into the weekend. Your celebration calendar for the Confederation Bridge coming up.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely. You can rely on the old man's money. You're a rich girl. A rich girl.
Hall & Oates, Rich Girl, Ocean 100. Good morning, 7:54. Our interesting Islander today is Joel Ives, a man of many hats. Yeah, it's great to have you here today. Do you want to do any shout-outs really quick?
You know, I think I kind of covered off enough people there. But yeah, you know, obviously I'd like to say hello to my wife at home. Whether my girls, they're both at school at St. Evex. One of them doesn't have classes today, so I highly doubt she's awake. But that'd be Abby and my youngest Mercy. And, you know, and my mom and dad are heading off to Halifax for a little weekend, so they're on the road listening too. So, you know, there's my shout out.
You're on the road quite a bit too, over to St. Evex, I notice.
Yeah, I go over. My daughter was playing field hockey this year in her rookie year, so she was traveling around the Maritimes. So my wife and I, you know, we just said, you know, we're going to do that. She went through minor hockey and different things, different sports over the years. Tried to never miss a game. My other daughter, she was a dancer. We, you know, you just do that because everyone, when their kids are older, they always say you don't realize how fast it goes. And so, and it is. And, you know, I never regretted a gallon of gas or a roll of tape that I ever had to do, because it's really made them into strong people. But yeah, it's been fun. And you know, my job allows me, because I am kind of mobile back and forth, to be able to do that. So yeah, it's been good fun. Now, if we could get the boat going to go to St. Evex, that's even better, because it's a half hour off the boat. If not, it's 4 hour drive. But we won't go there.
Look, Scott, cut him off. Scott's getting scared over there. Yeah. Oh, God.
He's wearing his blazer too. He looks very serious. Joel, we talked about your, you know, experience in the hospitality industry, and you're working at Myron's and Pat's Rose and Gray and so on. Yeah. And now you are co-owner of Pure and Simple.
Yes. Yeah.
And you brought us treats, which we're very grateful for.
Scott's already had like four things. Like, I don't think that's not what he meant.
No, but I wanted to ask, like, how did that decision, like, you're focused on the real estate, you know,
yeah,
how did that come about?
You know, real estate is my 7 days, 24-hour thing. I've always kind of wanted to get back into the restaurant industry. You know, I had some great people that I grew up with, I guess, in that business. Jerry McDonald, who owned Myron's, he taught me an awful lot of stuff about treating people right and hospitality and what the big picture was in the whole business. And I've told many Jerry stories to my partner, Craig, my business partner, Craig. I was going to say business partner. It scares him if I say he's my partner. But, you know, I always wanted to get back into that business because it always had a great energy. You got some young people who've kind of got their whole life ahead. Some people are in it as a career, you know, and that's great. They're top-notch people. But then other people, this is kind of a stepping stone, and they have this great energy, and it's so infectious. So, you know, Craig was president of the Charlottetown Islanders when I was chairman of the board there. We worked together hand in hand, and he decided he kind of wanted to go out on his own and do something. And when he gave me his notice, he wasn't quite sure what it was. So I gave him about an hour, and then I called him up, and I said, well, listen, this is what I'm thinking about doing, but I need an operating partner. I need someone who can do this. And he got excited, him and his wife, and we came across this this franchise, and we really liked it. We had breakfast there, just liked the vibe. And it took a while to get going, but so far, I mean, we opened in May, but we've been enjoying it. I don't go in a whole lot. I oversee some things. Craig is the guy. But I go in on the weekends. Like I say, I don't golf. So this is my golf game. So I'll tell my wife on a Saturday, yeah, I'm going to go shoot 9 holes. She knows I'm going into the restaurant for about 3 or 4 hours. I'm going to pour coffee, polish silverware, try to stay out of the way, and just enjoy it. You know, it's just kind of something fun and something hands-on with it. And, you know, it's a business, so we hope it works out. And so far, our reviews have been good. People like it. And, you know, like I said, when people come to brunch, they're not angry. They haven't really had their full day to get mad about things. So the customers are fun like that. So.
I really love it. I just like to point out to my fiance, Danielle, when I say I'm going to golf 18 holes, I will be on the golf course every single time.
That's right.
Every single time. All right, Joel, it's time for the celebration calendar. All these birthdays got to get read. Let's get into it. Don't worry. You don't have to do anything. That made it sound like you were reading it.
I've got no paper.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Happy 95th birthday to Charlie Gillis of Surrey from Catherine Gillis and family. 95 deserves one of those for sure. Shannon Rochford, happy birthday from your mom. My buddy Dylan Gosby, happy birthday from Janine, the kids, all your buds. That'd be us. Scott McLean, Universal Media. Ooh, happy birthday, Scott. Jamie Whitlock and East Royalty celebrating today. Lois Moore in Cornwall. Happy birthday. Barry White celebrating in Montague tomorrow and 84th from your two younger sisters, I'm told, Donna and Velma. 84, still young enough to throw a bit of shade, I guess. Grampy Calvin of Fortune Bridge, happy 80th birthday from the Line of the Lot crew. And Elmer Perry, happy birthday from your sister Anne and brother-in-law Mike in Kildare Capes, 81st birthday. Happy birthday.
Jacob McMillan, Stratford, love Aunts Linda and Karen and the rest of the posse. Paula Bruce Redmond's birthday in Lake Verde. Happy birthday, Paula. And Emma Gallant of Kensington, happy 23rd. Love Mom, Dad, and all your family.
Terry Harris in Lower Rollo Bay turning 50 tomorrow. Charlize Murphy in Charlottetown turning 14. Marina Ivanova also celebrating a birthday tomorrow, 20-something. Tomorrow, Hope Sue is turning 8. Also tomorrow, Noah Anderson in Cardigan, 13, becoming a teenager. Identical twin sisters Amber and Abby Martin celebrating tomorrow. And that's from Nanny and Bup. They're turning 5. And Dawson Waugh in Summerside also celebrating a birthday.
All right, why don't we make a draw here and give away a couple of bridge passes. Going out today to Paula Bruce Redmond and Wes Goody. Congratulations. We will get those in the mail. Congrats to you. Scott Chapman is the news coming up next.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Low of 7 overnight, Saturday periods of rain, and a high of 9. Good idea to download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott Chapman. It is 8:07. Good morning. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. Today's question. Lionel Richie was part of what Motown group before going solo? Mm-hmm. Lionel Richie was part of what Motown group before going solo? Scott seems to know it.
We know it.
Commodores. Oh,
yeah. The Commodores. Yeah. Yes, a lot of people knew that this morning, so congratulations on that one. Let's put all those names into a draw. Make that draw right now. Congratulations to Ron Reeves. $100 gift card from Robbins. Woo! And you're in Joel Ives' presence. That was given away while Joel was on the radio, too. That's a special prize. That's huge, Ron. Huge. We'll have more with Joel coming up next. He's our interesting Islander.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. For Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinloch, Ocean 100.
That's the Cranberries with Dreams, Ocean 100, 812. Good morning. Welcome aboard. Kind of a wet old morning out there, so please do slow it down. Travel with care. Still some bus drop-offs going on right now, too. Want to remind you, your next Eagles in the Sphere contest that we have going on. Eagles at the Sphere, in the Sphere.
They're in the Sphere, too, though, aren't they?
I guess so. Anyways, your next keyword's coming up after 8:30. All right, so after 8:30, be listening and ready to text that in.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders, brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and if you're just joining us, Joel Ives is our Interesting Islander today, and one of the best parts about the Interesting Islander is not only the on-air segments, but we get like literally hang out for an hour and chit-chat about everything, and you know, you've been involved in a ton of things, and you've already given Fozzie just one heck of a shout out already this morning. Okay. And you two came together through the Charlottetown Islanders organization. You are one of the partners involved in running the ship here. So let's talk hockey for a second. Yep. What's it been like being an owner of a hockey team?
Oh, it's just all glamour and money falling from the skies.
Yeah, COVID was great. Hey, I bet
COVID was tough. You know, it was tough. We have such a great fan base. At the time, I think we worked out that we were only allowed, I think, 972 right. people in the East Link Center, and at the time we were running around 1,400 season ticket holders. And of course, most of them all wanted their tickets, and we understood it, and we tried to do it. But, we persevered through it. We had a great team that year, so we hope that at the time it kind of gave people something to follow along. As everybody knows, you guys in the radio station here were very important trying to keep people not focused on what they couldn't do and try and do it, and we kind of did that too. It's been fun. You know, we've had a couple of really good runs to watch the team almost get there. Our ownership group, we're hockey fans and community fans mainly. We'd love to get to that point. We're always working towards it. We know that you have to go through the pains of losses and seasons that are a little bit rougher so that you can go, because it is a cyclical kind of a industry. Mm. You're dealing with 16-year-old to 20-year-olds that get older every year. It's not like having a player that can stay there for 6 years. But, you know, we are pretty well hands-off as an organization. We have a staff that run it, and they're another great staff that do things. We provide some input. We're probably more of a Monday morning quarterback sometimes. But, we're fans first. I really enjoy going to the games. My kids grew up going to the games and being Islanders fans. My folks right now, they make more games than I do. They just love it. So, we're really glad that we've been able to keep it in the community and have some fun with it.
And I mean, I think that we should also mention too that this is a big local ownership group that, you know, is keeping this hockey team alive here on PEI. Yeah. And I mean, sometimes with that, you would think, okay, well, all these local owners, you know, that's a lot of cooks in the kitchen there. They must butt heads, but it really works. It's a good synergy.
Well, it does, right? We always say it's not like after the game, I'm running down to talk to Jim about the power play. Like, no, we don't do that. We talk about different things more on the business side of things. We try and work with sponsors. We try to support our sponsors. And different things like that. And we give some ideas on business, but it is a different business. But it kind of comes down to, you know, what I believe too in real estate or selling pancakes or hockey. It's all about people, right? And it's same like what you guys do. You treat people good, people will treat you good. And I think that's a key part. But yeah, you know, we get frustrated too, you know, and we're like every other fan that screams shoot from the stands and the power play and knowing that the players can't hear you anyways. But it's a lot of fun and it's a great part to have of the community as well. And we're really grateful for all the support we do get from the community, the city, the province, sponsors and fans. Like when I see a kid walking down the street with an Islanders hat or a jersey, I kind of give a little wink and a nudge and I think it's great.
When I was doing the music for the team, were you criticizing in your head me and my choices being a DJ yourself?
Yes, the odd time I was. I thought I was going to have to get you an Apple card to buy some new tunes at some point. I kind of heard Steve Miller rocking me a little bit too many times. And although Cotton Eye Joe was always great because we had the cone head going and Swamp Thing. But no, and that is a big part of the entertainment. And it was great. I know you did that for many years and it's well appreciated because our staff, they do it for the love of the game.
100%.
Right? So they do.
And over the years, I've had the opportunity to sing the anthem at some Islanders games, so I got to be in that same area, like where the announcers are.
Well, I was never down there. The DJs don't mingle with the off-ice staff.
Oh, that's not, you guys are...
That's not a thing.
Everybody keeps the DJs away from people. It's like you guys, you're in a bubble here.
Devil can only be around so many people in the box.
My mistake. But I could see kind of the inner workings or like, you know, what was happening behind the scenes. And it really is a show in that you've got your announcers. sponsors, almost, yeah. and you're running on a tight timeline with television. Yep. Like, so there's a lot of things happening that the perhaps average person that's at the game doesn't see is happening. And a lot of people making that happen. In addition, those community partnerships and showcasing different organizations and this little guy's here coming on the ice at this time and that sort of thing. So it really is. It's not only is a game, but there's so much more that's happening on any given night the Islanders are on the ice.
Oh, very much so. Like, I mean, in between periods, right, it's mandated by the league that your ice has to be cured, right? Like the Zamboni goes, so we need 12 minutes to do that. Well, you got an 18-minute window in between periods, and you got to have 12 minutes for the Zamboni. And, and so then all of a sudden you only have so much time. And if you don't, well, the league fines you. It's the same thing when you watch them warm up. If the players aren't off the ice by the time the clock dings down, and you always see players that circle around, they want to be right there to that last second. Depending on who we have sitting in the crowd, we could get a fine for that from our league, because the league runs a tight ship. So there are always moving parts. It's no different. You know, you guys have to read the news at 8, not 8:01, as just recently happened. We know that happens because I talk too much. But that's what it is. It is a show. It's not like, even if you're volunteering for a minor hockey league, you know you have to do certain things, but it takes it at a whole other level. But it's a lot of fun, and I always like to see what goes on behind the curtain of any business.
Right? Yeah. Great.
All right, we'll wrap things up coming up next with Joel Ives. This has been great.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery.
Make your morning routine delicious with these on the island. Canadian Tire, locally owned and operates since 1939.
A proud partner of PEI. Let's go to Canadian Tire.
Rain today, 10 to 15 millimeters expected. Some fog too. Wind from the north gusting to 60 will become lighter near noon. Today's high is 10 degrees. More rain on the way tonight, 5 to 10 millimeters. Wind gust to 40 and a low of 7. And periods of rain tomorrow with a high of 9. Right now it's 3 in Summerside. It's 6 in Montague. 5 in Charlottetown.
And the late bus this morning, bus 121, driven by Jason McKinnon, serving Glen Stewart Primary, Stratford Elementary, Birchwood Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural, running 1 hour late.
All right, and don't forget, lots of stuff happening after 8:30 as well this morning. You will hear your Norton's text to win sound effect, which is coming up, and we are looking very much forward to that. It's our final Norton's gift to give out in the 50 days. I know, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Norton's Jewelers in downtown Charlottetown. Depeche Mode, Personal Jesus. It's Ocean 100. Having a great time with Joel Ives, local legend Joel Ives. He's an entrepreneur involved in the real estate industry. He's part owner of a hockey team. Like, did you think when you were playing Ram Jam, Black Betty at Myron's that you know, fast forward many years later and you'd be in this position?
No, you know, I knew I'd do something, but. No, I feel really, I'm very grateful, you know. I mean, and I know people say that they're blessed, but every so often when you do get a chance to sit back and look, I mean, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I'm 55 next month, but I mean, you look back and you think you have all kinds of time, but it's been great and it's been fun. And, you know, I've stubbed my toe on a lot of things, but, you know, you get to hit some doubles and triples from time to time too.
I mean, your personality is just infectious and you're a great dude. You're a great dad, great entrepreneur. If somebody is trying to, you know, get a business off the ground, maybe they're looking into bringing their first franchise here. Sure. I mean, something like that. What is a piece of advice, having done this for so long, that you would pass along to someone like that?
I think reach out to people, you know, most successful people want to talk to people. You know, I've made friends with people in all kinds of industries, and it's not like everybody's trying to hold their cards to their chest. You know, Ken Scales is a friend of mine, and I've talked to Ken about different things, and he will tell you everything. You know, he's just a really great guy who's involved in so many things. I've had other friends and older people as mentors, you know, and I've had people reach out, and I think that's the only thing. If you're thinking about doing something, find somebody who shares that same vision, and they'll help you. you know, that's the way it is. I can think back of the days of guys who are around town that I hold in high esteem. You know, Ray Murphy, great guy. Roger Bird, Ed of Sherwood, made Sherwood June Fest as a kid. You know, my dad's been a great mentor to me. Teachers, Chester Gillen, I hold him in the highest regard. He's one of my highest mentors. Different things. You just find people and they will help nurture you get to that. And, you know, I think if you just do that, you know, reach out. And the same thing, if there's people listening who have some ideas, hey, I'm online. You just look under Joel Ives and pop up. I like to drink coffee and have a chat. I mean, that's just what it is. I don't have all the answers. I can tell you that. I mean, you just try to find it and go from there.
Great message. Great message. Yeah. Absolutely love chatting with you. Love being in your presence, man. I hope nothing but the best for you. And please come back and do this again. There's already people asking for when's the return. So.
Oh, well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gee.
Heck of a guy. A whole new segment.
High expectation. Well, thank you guys. I mean, and it is great. Keep people laughing. Keep people having fun. I mean, there's too much negativity out there, and we got to turn the tide on that.
Thanks, Joel.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joel.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Not to be used as a personal flotation device. 38 years of smiles. That's a lot of good cheer.